Hello?
Hey, Brett, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. We actually spoke a couple months ago in regards to placing your company on the front page of Google. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of busy right now.
Okay.
I did a Google page myself.
One of the Google profile pages?
Yeah, I just haven't paid whatever they're asking me for. So, again, like I'm always telling you the same thing. I have that Angie's prescription already, and it kind of does pretty well. And so I'm always, you know, when everybody's asking me for more money to do something else, I'm a little reluctant. So that's kind of where I'm still at. And then after I filled that out, I was thinking, well, maybe I should just play it out and see how it works. Maybe I don't need all this stuff because it's a Google search engine and it's Google Ads, and see how that goes. So, you follow me?
I do. Well, that if you recall, that is something that we can. Well, you're trying to do it on your own, is what I'm hearing, basically.
Yeah. Well, they walk you through it. Not that complicated the way I've already done it all. They ask, you know, you got the buzzwords or whatever you want to call them, and
keywords. Yes.
Keywords. I put in a bunch of keywords, and I just, like I said, I haven't paid to actually see how it works. But when anyone searches for a handyman near me, my name should pop up. Depending on how much I pay them, it sounds like for hits, that would.
Did you connect your website, the handymandoesitall.com, to the Google My Profile page?
I don't remember if I did that part or not. I think I did.
Gotcha. Well, that's because that's something that we would be able to do for you as well. Obviously, promote it on the front page of Google under the ads and in the front page. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because if you do it on your own, I mean, obviously, yeah, you can, but you can get yourself put in the Google ads like you're talking about, but it's pay-per-click. Every time somebody clicks on your business up there or they click in your business in that section on the front page, you're paying for that click. So, I mean, it does get pretty costly, and once your ad spend is clicked through on the front page of Google, you'll rotate off until the next day you pick your ad to run. So that's just kind of how the ads does work, but we provide the map section right below that as well, where it's not a rotating position. That's actually a paid position where there has to be a position available. That's why I was calling you 4 months later, or 5 months later, excuse me, because the position became across my desk because spring's coming along. So that's why the position became available. So I was following up with you to see if it was something that you were interested in pursuing. But last time we did talk, I mean, it was a lengthy conversation. We spoke in regards to, like, websites and everything like that. I showed you ours, and it was something that you asked for a call back in December on, but the position wasn't available, so I wasn't able to give you a follow-up call.
What's the bottom line here? What are the options for
the map
prices?
What I quoted you last year, and I'd still be able to honor that, it was $249. It was discounted down from the $599 rate that we already normally charge, and that's because you already have a website that's built. I was able to implement a little over a 50% discount for you, but that would be out the door. No,
that's an ad, and that puts me on the Google page too.
Yes, that would get you the very front page of Google, and you get you Google Ads, and it would also get you the map section right below that on the front page, and it's a package deal as well. So we would also be able to link your website up to both of those listings. We can also put your company on the front page of Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft, the second largest search engine. And then we would also be placing on 60 local directories that are very popular in your area to help your company's ranking. These are the bigger, more popular directories that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis. So you'll be placed on, like, for example, the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, all the bigger ones. And then also you're going to be programmed to show up into the mobile devices, which covers you to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and any type of tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we're going to literally cover all of your bases. So it's a package deal that we provide for you.
And it's month to month.
With no contracts.
No contracts. If I were to change my territory or whatever like that, what would that entail or cost? Or
it wouldn't cost anything. So that's a great question. So anything on the account with us, Brett, if you wanted to change the territory, if you wanted to change keywords, or you wanted to adjust anything on the account, you can do so with just calling us. I give you two forms of contact where you can reach me directly, and you get client support's number where you can reach a live client support agent each and every time you try to call in. That way you can get those change or adjustments immediately done for you.
All right. I'll do it. I'm kind of working right now. What do I need to do?
Well, I'll be really respectful of your time here. I'll just need about another 3 to 5 minutes of your time here. I just got to verify some information in regards to the company that we have. That way we're representing you properly here. Okay. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we're speaking on, the 714-249-5660, is that the best number to promote for you?
Yeah.
Okay, and then also, when you got yourself PIN verified, getting yourself that Google My Business page, did you get it PIN verified at the 27834 via Sarasate? I'm sorry if I slayed that, but how do you say that? Via what?
Sarasate.
Sarasate, there you go. Okay, all righty. And then also, that's in the zip code of 92692, right?
Right.
Okay, and then for the account purposes, Brett, what's your last name?
Haynes, H-A-N-E-S.
And then what would be the best email address for you?
Probably Gmail. Do you guys provide an email address too, or...?
Well, we can if that was something that you want, but if you already have one that we can use so we can send you over everything in writing, we can use that one. That way you get an invoice sent over to you and you get everything over sent over to you in writing for your records.
No, I was talking more like for the website, I guess. There was one guy that had they give you a website name or email address as well. That's okay. It's not really needed.
Okay.
What else you need?
Well, the email, so we can send you over everything in writing. The email would be something that we would need, but it's just for our use. We don't send it over to anybody else. It's just for us to send everything over to you in writing.
All right. It's HaynesBrett@gmail.com.
And Brett's with two T's, right?
Two T's, right.
At Gmail. Gotcha. All righty. And then also, what are your hours of operation for the company?
Let's just say 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Oh, 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Got it. Okay. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments can you accept from your clients?
Checks, cash, Zelle. I don't like Venmo, so no Venmo, but Zelle's good.
Okay.
No credit cards.
PayPal, anything like that?
I don't like PayPal either.
I don't blame you. All right.
That's about it.
Okay. All right. So, all righty. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you, Brett, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text message. I don't like picking up like I am right now.
Understood. All righty. All right.
Holding my phone and working.
I appreciate you taking the call. And then also, Brett, what I'm doing right now, I almost have you off the line here. I'm sending you over the two contact lines that you would reach to reach a live client support agent. You're going to have my phone number located at the very bottom as well of the email. Okay. So I'm sending that over to you right now, and it does show me the email sent over to you successfully. So you should be receiving that here momentarily. And then Brett, in order to secure the listing so we can actually start the programming, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
Right now, we should use a credit card. And I don't have one with me, honestly, so I don't really want to give you my debit card. I'll be home about 4:30.
4:30 today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it makes you feel more comfortable, that can be changed out as well. Like I said, anything on the account can be changed out at the top of a button. You just have to let us know that you want to change, and we can make that change for you. So say if you use your debit card right now and made the first payment, we can change that. I can give you a call back today at 4:30, and we can change that card information out for you. That way it's not billed for the next oncoming month. That's always an option.
I know what you're saying. That's like bread and butter. I don't really want to give that out right now. Mm-hmm. I'd rather give you a credit card.
I respect that. So we're in the same time zone, but unfortunately we close at 4:00. We're in Costa Mesa, so we're here 7 to 4. Is there any time? Is there anybody at home that might be able to send you over a picture of it, or is there any time you might be home a little sooner?
Let me at lunchtime. I can look them up. I have an online account, so I can get the number that way.
Okay, so like at 12 noon or something.
You know what though? They're gonna want the 3-digit number on the back. I don't really. That's not gonna be. What else you need moving forward? You're gonna need the PIN or something from Google so that I can give you guys access to that.
So when you receive that PIN, yes, we would ask that you would send that over to us. That way we can ask you to add us to manager to it. We would never own it, but that way we can always update it with reviews. We can update it with stars and everything like that. So we can manage it for you. That way it's getting a good ranking.
So I just did this a couple of days ago. They sent me something. Would that be what you're talking about?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that, and then you need a credit card. Mm-hmm. And, I'm pretty stuck on not giving you my debit card.
Okay. That's completely fine. I respect that. It's your decision, Brett. But I just got to give you every option that I have. So,
I looked you guys up and all. I'm sure you're fine and all that. But still, that's not the way I want to.
Preference, like I said, it's completely preference. Like I said, Brett, I'm not one of those twist your arm salesmen, but like I said, the position is available again. But if you want me to give you a call back at like around 12:30 noon, I can, actually 12:30 would be best for me because that's when I get back from lunch. If that works for you.
No, because I'd have to drive home or something, and I'm in San Clemente. And
are you able to call the credit card company and maybe get the information from them?
I have to think about that one. If they can do that or not, I don't know. I don't think they're just going to give me my 3-digit passcode on the back of the card, and that's what you're going to be asking me for, right?
Well, that's one of the things. Yeah. So it's the 16-digit code, and it's the expiration month and year, and the 3-digit code that's on the back.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any of that stuff. When you texted me and you gave me that, whatever you just sent me, that's your number, right?
Let me see here. Let me just double check. I'm pretty sure I sent you a bunch of things in the past, but let me just make sure I sent that over to you right now here. Oh, yeah, the email. The email has the two forms of contact. My number is at the very bottom of the email with my extension.
Well, let me try to figure that out, and then if I do figure it out, I'll call you. Otherwise, just have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do. If I can I'll go to my supervisor, approach him, see if I can put a hold on this listing. Obviously, we wouldn't still be talking if you weren't interested. So I'll see if I can put a hold on this, but until tomorrow. But what time, if I can, you'll be hearing from me. But what time would be best for you?
You can call me first thing in the morning, as soon as you get in the office. I don't care. That's
7 a.m.
Yeah, or I can even text you the information. As soon as I get home, I don't bring my credit cards to work with me.
Absolutely. I hear you, Brett. All right. So I'll follow up with the first thing in the morning. But like I said, I get in the office at 7 a.m. if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, Brett. I'll call you tomorrow. And I do appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
All right. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.